From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. KPI organized Child Friendly Broadcasting Award, APRA 2020. Voluntarism is a new trend of traveling in Indonesia. Now the news in details. The Indonesian Broadcasting Commission, KPI, in collaboration with the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and Child Protections, KPPPA, again, gave award to child-friendly television and radio programs through the 2020 Child Friendly Broadcasting Award, APRA. Minister of Women Empowerment and Child Protections I Gusti Ayu Bintang Puspayoga, in her virtual remarks at the 2020 Child Friendly Broadcasting Award APRA on Saturday, August 29, said that children have human rights that must be fulfilled just like adults. She also gave her appreciations to the Indonesian Broadcasting Commission KPI for holding the award for the Child Friendly Television and Radio.
Maka saya sangat mengapresiasi terselenggaranya penganugerahan penyiaran ramah anak tahun 2020 yang merupakan ajang penghargaan bagi lembaga penyiaran yang memberikan.
So I really appreciate the 2020 Child Friendly Broadcasting Award, which is an award event for broadcasters that provide weighty and educational shows for children. In the midst of the sluggish segmentations of children on television and radio broadcasts, of course, this activity is expected to motivate broadcasters to continuously produce child-friendly programs, both in terms of quantity and quality. Previously, KPI Commissioner Mima Susanti in a virtual press conference in Jakarta on Saturday said that even in pandemic conditions, the Indonesian Broadcasting Commission still held the Child-Friendly Broadcasting Award APRA as a form of appreciation for the contribution of broadcasting institution in presenting good quality programs for children.
Dengan segala keterbatasannya, KPI tetap ingin memberikan apresiasi kepada.
With all its limitation, the Indonesia Broadcasting Commission KPI still wants to give appreciation to programs, both to television and radio personnel, for quality children's programs. So we hope that with the situation of limitation, we still want Indonesian children, even though they spend all their time at home, can still be active and also be given good broadcasting programs. This year's award has 10 categories, namely Indonesian Children's Animation Program, Foreign Child Animation Programs, Documentary Program, Variety Show Program, Feature Program, Indonesian Children's Education Program, Radio Children's Program, Child Care Program, Best Children Television Program, and Best Child Friendly Television 2020. RRI Wamena won the Radio Children Program category through the Wamena Children's Song and Learning Program Laupewa, while the 2020 Child Care Radio Program category was won by RRI Pontianak through the World Child Program. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy assessed voluntarism as one of the potential new tourism trends to support the development of tourist destination in Indonesia. Deputy for Tourism Products and Events Organizer Rizky Handayani, Saturday, August 29, explained that in the future, the tourism trend is not just taking a leisure walk, but tourism which contributes or benefits to tourist destination visited by tourists. Now the trend is for young people to come to voluntarism in order to create a sense of concern for the nature and culture of Indonesia's tourist destination. He added the concept of voluntarism is also related to responsible tourists by conducting tourism activities while volunteering. This is one of the important forms of activities in supporting the development of tourist destination. Another form of volunteerism is teaching science to children is in a destination, for example, by teaching them the movement to pick up trash. Indonesia has recorded another record daily high in confirmed COVID-19 cases with 3,308 new cases confirmed on Saturday, bringing the national tally to 169,195 confirmed cases. It is the third day in a row Indonesia has recorded a record daily high after the health ministry confirmed 2,719 and 3,003 new cases on Thursday and Friday respectively. The country also saw 92 new deaths from the disease, bringing the total number of fatalities to 7,261. The total number of recovered patients has also increased to 122,802. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move it on to the international news. The UN Refugee Agency says almost 400 refugees and migrants rescued by three ships in the Mediterranean must be allowed to disembark safely. Italy's Coast Guard has now evacuated 49 people on Saturday from an overloaded rescue vessel funded by British artist Banksy. Overnight, its crew had tweeted a call for immediate assistance. The UNHCR and the IOM said the lack of a deal on a regional landing system could not be an excuse to deny vulnerable people safe harbor. A joint statement issued with the International Organization for Migration said it is essential that other European Union member states provide more support to countries at the forefront of welcoming those arriving by sea in the Mediterranean. South Korea reported its 17th day of triple-digit rises in coronavirus infection on Sunday as restrictions on on-site dining at restaurants, pubs, and bakeries in the densely populated Seoul area take effect. According to the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's KCDC, there were 299 new infections as of Saturday midnight, the slowest daily rise in 5 days, bringing the national tally to 19,699 cases and 323 deaths. On-site dining at restaurants, pubs, and bakeries in the Seoul area is banned between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m., while coffee shops, some of which have been identified as hotspots, are restricted to takeout and delivery until midnight on September 6. Churches, nightclubs, indoor sports facilities, and most schools in the area are already closed, and masks are mandatory in public places. China reported 9 new confirmed cases of coronavirus on Saturday, all of them imported, meaning there were no locally transmitted infection for a record 14th straight day. The National Health Commission said on Sunday that 3 of these were recorded in Shanghai, with 2 in southeast China's Fujian province, 2 in Sichuan in the country's southwest, and 1 each in the northern municipality in Tianjin and the southern province of Guangdong. The commission said another 4 asymptomatic carriers were found on Saturday, down from 10 a day earlier. About 1,000 people joined a mile-long march in Kenosha, Wisconsin on Saturday chanting Black Lives Matter and No Justice, No Peace as U.S. President Donald Trump announced plans to visit the violence rock city next week. Jacob Blake Sr., father of the 29-year-old black man whose shooting by a white police officer on Sunday sparked the unrest, called on protesters to refrain from looting and vandalism, which had overshadowed peaceful protests before tense calm set in the past 3 nights. The shooting of Blake in front of 3 of his children turned the mostly white city of 100,000 people south of Milwaukee into the latest flashpoint in a summer of U.S. white demonstration against police brutality and racism. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
The commemoration of the 75th anniversary of Indonesian independence 2020
is theme Indonesia Maju or Onwards Indonesia.
Sorry,
representing the Pancasila, our state and nation life guidance, which was perfected by logo that says, "Proud of Indonesian products," as efforts to nurture people's love for national products.
The anniversary logo looks like the shield of Garuda Pancasila with onwards in the nature beneath it, symbolizing economic equality and growth for Indonesian people and also the real progress of the effort to present the best for people of Indonesia.
Happy 75th anniversary of Indonesian independence. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlights on President's invites industry, micro, small and medium enterprises and higher education players to take advantage of industrial estates development. President Joko Widodo invited all relevant parties such as industry players, micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, and higher education institutions to take advantage of the industrial estate's development momentum as a synergy to take a leap of progress. For that matter, the innovation model of cooperation must continue to be developed. Each party must be open to change, to find new ways, to find new models of cooperation that are mutually beneficial and generate maximum added value for the national economy. The president said at the virtual inauguration of the Diponegoro University Vocational School building on Wednesday from the Presidential's Palace in Bogor, West Java. Furthermore, the president said the government is working hard to build industrial estates, and one of the most important industrial areas is along the super economic corridor of the north coast of Java. This corridor has been equipped with the availability of good logistical access, connected land toll roads, sea and air toll routes, close to the port, close to the airport, and has been equipped with abundant electricity availability in Java. The president encouraged industries and regions to cooperate with educational institutions, especially vocational education. He also encouraged cooperation with small business actors, micro business, and medium enterprises to build a synergy of national strength. On that occasion, the president also welcomed the assistance from private companies to Diponegoro University in the form of a building and also to supporting infrastructure for vocational education at the university. However, the president also emphasized the importance of student access to internships and learning while working in industry, not just for 1 or 2 weeks, but at least for 1 semester. According to the president, the essence of the policy of free learning is that students are given access and supported to study from anyone and anywhere who can provide knowledge, new relevant skills needed by public and the industry. Listener, that was this week's Spotlight. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
I am Mahmud Erkulic, Ambassador of Turkey to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 75th Independence Day to the people of Indonesia. May the relationship between brotherly Turkey and Indonesia get stronger and provide benefits to the people of both countries. Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. I'll start with August 30, 1914, the defeat of Russia at the Battle of Tannenberg. German troops defeated Russian troops at the Battle of Tannenberg near Elsteen, East Russia, or now Olsztyn, Poland, on August 30, 1914. In one of the battles in World War I, Russia suffered heavy losses of about 170,000 troops, while Germany only lost about 10,000 to 15,000 soldiers. Let's move on to August 30, 1999, where East Timor separated from Indonesia. In 1999, the peoples of East Timor participated in a referendum organized by the United Nations through UNAMED's missions to determine independence. As a result, the people of East Timor chose to separate from Indonesia and become a sovereign state. I'll end today in history on August 30, 2011, when the World Anti-N Force Disappearance Day is established. Every August 30, the international community commemorates the International Anti-N Force Disappearance Day. On August 30, 2011, it has been designated as International Anti-N Force Disappearance Day by the United Nations. This commemoration was created as a reminder to the world community that there have been crimes of enforced disappearance in various countries. In addition, this commemoration aims to attract the attention of the world community to continue to question the fate of those who disappeared by force. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. The 75th anniversary of Indonesian independence with the team Indonesia Onward. Happy 75th anniversary of Indonesian independence.
Listener in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing deception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. In his email, Mr. Kalab Abbas asked whether international quiz of VOI will be arranged. Hello, Mr. Kalab Abbas. Thank you for your email, which was received on August 27, 2020. I think the international quiz will be postponed due to COVID-19 pandemic, and I do not know yet when the international quiz will be held again. But your question will be delivered to our management. So, Mr. Kalab Abbas, please keep listening to our broadcast. Thank you. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Hey!
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today, entitling the government wants 2021 to be the year of restoration of national sports. The Minister of Youth and Sport Zainuddin Amali hopes that 2021 can be a year of restoration of national sports after all professional championships this year have been stopped due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking at the 2020 National Working Meeting of the Central National Sports Committee, CONI, which was held virtually in Jakarta on Tuesday, Zainuddin said that 2021 will be a very busy year for sport activities, both national and international levels, starting with the Asian Indoor and Martial Art Games, the Under-20 Football World Cup, as well as the National Sport Week and National Paralympic Week 2020, which have been postponed to next year. Even so, the Minister of Youth and Sport continues to encourage the leadership of sport organization to make various efforts to maintain the condition of athletes who have been prepared to participate in the events next year. The Minister of Youth and Sports appreciates that despite the pandemic, they continue to carry out centralized training with the implementation of very strict health protocols, like in badminton, weightlifting, shooting, and others. Minister Zainuddin Amali is grateful because up to this day, there have been no reports of incidents or matters related to COVID-19 in the national training centers. In order to get maximum achievement in 2021, the Ministry of Youth and Sport is currently preparing a national sport grant design. It is still in the stage of public testing and expected to be approved in the near future. Afterwards, the grand design will become the basis for the National Sports Committee, CONI, both at central and regional levels in fostering sports. CONI will then be returned to its function as in the previous year. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Faria Khana Mumu in Bangladesh. In her email, she informed us that she just celebrated her birthday. She is 15 years old now. Hello, Miss Faria Khana Mumu. Happy birthday to you. I wish you always happy all your life. Amen. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
Begitu indah ya.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Radio Wasafis, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back in Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to take you to Nyente culture from Tulungagung. Tulungagung district, which is located in East Java province, has a Nyente or Cete culture, which is popular among the young people. Cete is a noun which means coffee grounds or coffee dregs, while nyete is a verb which means an activity of rubbing or smearing cigarette sticks with coffee dregs. It can be done in various ways. There are those who first stir the coffee with a spoon, pour some into a saucer and wait a few minutes, sip it a little, then pour back the liquid into the cup. Then small pieces of paper are put on top of coffee, dregs on the saucers to absorb the remaining liquid. After the paper is taken, add a little condensed milk and a little coffee or a little vanilla, so that it smells good, then stir it in the saucers with a thin small spoon. There, you will find a nice cete or dregs to smear the cigarette sticks. Another way is without a mixture of condensed milk or vanilla, just plain coffee dregs. There are also sellers or coffee shops owners who provide cete or coffee dregs that are ready to be applied on cigarette sticks. The way of applying also varies, according to the inspiration of the person. It's just like some kinds of art, almost like painting. Some would apply batik or abstract motifs, writing or characters, also thin blocks, and so on. Naturally, the activities of a person who nyete cannot be separated from cigarettes and coffee. Cigarettes prepared for cete depend on the taste of the person concerned. They can be filters or kretek or clove cigarette. People would enjoy coffee and cigarette while chatting, but the main focus is rubbing coffee grounds or cete onto the cigarette. The coffee that is usually used for cete is very diverse. There are types of ordinary coffee with dark brown in color, green grounds coffee, or certain types of coffee that are specially processed by the coffee shops or stalls owners. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Nuka Kusumati. Thank you for listening.
I am Valery Kalisnik, Ambassador of the Republic of Belarus to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 75th Independence Day to the people of Indonesia. May the relationship between Belarus and Indonesia get stronger and provide benefits to the peoples of the two countries.
Now we'll reply an email from our listener, Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He was listening to our broadcast through voinews.id. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir. Thank you for always monitoring and sending reception report of our broadcast. We are very glad because our broadcast can be heard clearly in your country. As appreciation, we'll play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Terlihat jelas di matamu, tak bisa kau mengerti aku. Ada banyak wajah cerita, kau bisa pilih semaumu. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri, yang mendengar hanya kupingku, yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini, yang mengerti hanya hatiku, hanya hatiku. Oh, oh. Hanya hatiku. Satu tumbuh seribu kata-katamu seperti debu. Ada banyak wajah cerita, ku kan memilih yang ku mau. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri, yang mendengar hanya kupingku, yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini, yang mengerti hanya hatiku. Gelas penuhmu, oh, oh, takkan terisi. Hanyalah mataku sendiri, yang mendengar hanya kupingku, yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini, yang mengerti hanya hatiku, hanya hatiku. Bicaralah, oh, oh, yang kau mau. Bicaralah yang kau mau, ini hidupku. Bicaralah yang kau mau, ini hidupmu.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Hello listener, welcome to Miscellany. This edition will discuss of the 2020 National Youth Week. This year's National Youth Week will be held in Jakarta from 28th of October to 3rd of November 2020. Unlike the previous ones, this three-yearly event will be held virtually due to the coronavirus pandemic. Secretary General of the Indonesian Youth Week, Angga Busra Lesmana, said the activity is to be held as an indicator for calculating the Youth Development Index. In a virtual press conference on Wednesday, August 26th, he explained the 2020 National Youth Week is also expected to be one of the prestigious events on the Youth Pledge Day, which falls on October 28th. In the 2020 National Youth Week, there will be hosts and judges who are placed at the work camp. Angga explained that all activities in this event are carried out online. For example, for the Youth Creativity Branch, the debate participants will be in their respective places. Medal submission will also be done virtually. The three-yearly event has the full support of the Ministry of Youth and Sports of the Republic of Indonesia. Meanwhile, Presidential Special Staff for Social Affairs Dias Hendro Priyono stated that the 2020 National Youth Week can be a positive forum for young people in various regions of Indonesia. The challenges of today's youth are very different from those in the past. Therefore, he appreciates the implementation of this event, which is to set a new record by streaming it for 7 days. The 2020 National Youth Week can be one way to accelerate the recovery of various areas and aspects affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. At the 2020 National Youth Week, 13 youth creativity branches will be contested covering the fields of arts and culture, creativity, technology and information including singing, dancing, as well as debates and speeches. The participants will be competing for a total of 68 gold medals. Listener, that was Miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena ku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Kini ku tak lagi dengannya, sudah tak ada lagi rasa antara aku dengan dia. tabu kan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Fikirlah saja dulu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, we'll present you with a song Kanya'ah by Nadine Amizah. The song Kanya'ah is part of the album Selamat Ulang Tahun or Happy Birthday, which was released on May 28, 2020, to coincide with Nadine Amizah's 20th birthday. In general, the album Selamat Ulang Tahun depicts all the emotions Nadine in her adulthood. However, specifically, the song Kanya'ah is dedicated to Nadine's mother, who accompanied her in ups and downs continuously. The lyrics of the song Kanya'ah also contain a metaphor that describes the role of Nadine's mother, who continues to provide support to keep herself strong. Well, listener, here is the song Kanya'ah by Nadine Amizah.
Seperti lampu tiang
of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safri Adela. See you on the next English program.